The new modern cruise ships carry an awful lot of people. Some of the cruise ships carry up to 2,000, 3,000 people. If you look at the Costa Concordia, they're not unsinkable, and they are prone to incidents, and we have to be ready to deal with that.
One of the most important elements of an exercise like this isn't necessarily the individual capabilities of each individual service. The communication between them and the cooperation between them is also going to be vital.
Yeah, it's essential that we have good communication between all the agencies that are involved, and that's one of the issues that we'll be testing. It's not just the ability to deal with the incident itself, but it's the ability for all the agencies, the primary emergency agencies, to be able to communicate with each other effectively and to deal with the coordination of that incident, and that we're all working together as a very, very efficient team.
Obviously, people in Killybegs tomorrow will notice heightened activity. They're likely to see ambulances, fire engines, Garda cars, Coast Guard vehicles and others. There'll be a lot of flashing lights, there'll be a lot of noise, a lot of commotion. The message really is, as far as tomorrow is concerned, don't be alarmed.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get the message out there to people not to be concerned that this is only an exercise. The exercise will start effectively from 1300 hours or 1 o'clock tomorrow, and it'll run to approximately 4 o'clock. So during that time, people in the town may see some ambulances, fire service, fire brigades, they'll see the Coast Guard jeeps, and they'll also see the rescue helicopter from Sligo, the Irish Coast Guard helicopter, flying around. So if they're wondering what's happening, it's just the fact that we're running an exercise and we're testing our ability to deal with something like this.